Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. Okay. It's been 3 weeks since I released my last podcast. And, it has been rough. Okay, I thought the rest of the year had been tedious and hard. Good golly, Miss Molly. I was wrong. Very, very wrong. Now, before I explain to you just how wrong, let's talk about our project. We are still working as we encroach upon the summertime. We are still working on our spring project, but we are closer to done. Now, as I shift these papers around on my desk, because I was trying to get to my... There, done. Okay, yes, I am a little scrambled. For me, it is a Sunday morning. I chased my husband out of the bedroom because that's where I do my recording stuff is set up at my computer. He's out in the sewing room / audio studio messing around with where he does his podcast. Yeah. Never mind. So, our spring project, we have been working on a baby/doll sweater done in pieces just to keep it super simple so that you can go, oh, okay, anybody could do this. Well, yeah, I mean, you don't have to just jump into those complicated versions. You can sit here and do these super simple ones, and it looked cute. I mean, it's not hard. You knit rectangles, you fold them over, you sew them together, and you're done. And mostly. Yeah, I just oversimplified it, Southern style, of course. But, okay. Looking at it, I'm working on the left-hand panel of the sweater. If I was looking like it's going to be, if I was holding the sweater up, I'm working on the left side, the left front panel. We did the rib knit at the bottom. We're doing the stockinette for the front side with a little 3-stitch garter up on the right hand side of it, because that's where we're going. It's going to be the center where it opens and laps over. Anyway, so I am almost to the same length as my back piece, because the front one and the back one need to match. So if you did 36 rows, then this one should be 36. If you did 42, then you should go 42. Get what I'm saying? Because your front left, front right, and back all have to be the same number of rows. Now, said and done, I am going to quickly give a count, because I kind of worked on this a little bit last night. I have been trying to get caught up on my recorded versions of NCIS LA. I love that show. It's pretty cool. But that's only because I've been staying caught up on some of my other ones. Like, I saw the finale, the season ender for Supernatural, And all I could do was roll my eyes and go, really? Here we go with another new baddie. For real? I don't know about y'all, but after a decade of the same equation, please, something gotta give. Now, for anybody who has at this point not seen anything, I will not pass along any spoilers other than Dean cracked me up when he beckoned death and then offered him up homemade tamales. How many people know what death's favorite foods are? Really? That just was so funny. Okay, so let's see what we got here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. I was closer to where I needed to be anyway. There's 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 37 with a 38 on the actual needle. So let's give myself a moment and look where I wrote all this stuff down and see what it is I needed to. Hey, think maybe, okay, do that and then that, and so that would be grand total of like 42. So I have like four more rows, five rows. So yeah, I have four or five more rows to put on this piece before I'm gonna slip it onto a stitch holder and then do, ooh, pardon me, a minor coffee belch this morning. Yeah, I am just not holding back. It's just way too just everything. So during this show, I am going to work on my last four rows. Now, here comes the fun part. Why have I been so delayed? Okay, my last one, I published it. It was my 25th wedding anniversary. You know, it was May 4th. 25 years of marriage is when, okay, that's when I published. I actually recorded it just prior to that. Anyway. So, May 4th, hubby and I took the day off. He took the day off. And we enjoyed the totality of the weekend celebrating 25 years of marriage. We were in a good place. Then, here comes Friday, the 8th. I get off work. I had to work till 5 that day. I get off work, I come home, it's been relatively, not a sucky day at work. At the franchise craft store I work at, I'm the fabric lady behind the cutting counter. One of them. Ladies, we only have one cutting counter. Point being, I come home and my husband, he greets me with this awkward look on his face. His boss man canned him. Yeah, took the wind right out of my sails, too. His boss man actually canned three people. I'm really not supposed to talk about the wines. And truly, the wines it radiates several layers and levels of angry that just would not be very courteous as a good Southern woman to explode on the internet, you know? So I'm being a good girl, and just, I was not pleased. Let's just put it that way. I'm a good Southern woman in that respect. Not pleased at all. Now, that being said, the boss man did give my husband a 6-week severance package. This is a good thing, as we live paycheck to paycheck. That's his paycheck and mine. So right now, I'm the breadwinner with a part-time gig. Yeah, I might, if I'm lucky, bring $600 a month home. It's part-time. Places aren't hiring full-time pretty much anywhere. And I'm just a few cents over minimum wage because my particular company does not believe in merit raises anymore. And they don't believe in pay raises for competent people either. Now, I got a soapbox. I can get on about minimum wage. And anybody who wants to argue about that, hook up later. Just, you know, type your venting in. Me, personally, don't go there. Now, all that being said, my husband now does computer consulting with, and my son goes with him, my second son. Because, as y'all know, my oldest boy, he lives out in San Francisco. He did real good, so, and he tries to help us along now. When he can spare a little bit of green, he sends it our way. And he doesn't have to. We did not ask him for a flipping dime. But that's good son for you. So, the hubby here, he's doing the whole, you know, his thing. It's what he's a freaking nerd. My sons, they're nerds. What do nerds do in the South? They consult on computer issues and tech issues. Now, considering the high level of non-technically inclined citizenry that we have in this area, was that really, that was really polite, wasn't it? We honestly expect business to be booming until they sticker shock. They think nerds should be free because, well, you're not physically doing something for them. You're not cutting their lawn. People around here will drop several $100 to have their grass cut. You tell them their computer, you're going to, you know, charge them that same amount of money to fix their computer. And they don't get it. They will fuss because they can't see what you did. It's invisible. Yeah, go ahead and laugh. I am not joking. Freaking rednecks will make you daggum squirrely over there. They don't grasp the full brain aptitude it takes to deal with your computers, your laptops, your cell phones. They just want it to work. But it's not like they can see the progress you're doing. Like, you know, cutting grass and weed eating and trimming and cleaning the pool and, you know, fixing barbecue that just makes your face melt from the inside out. It's so good. So, yeah. And unfortunately, this puts my hubby in competition with a couple of his friends. Because, well, nerds are nerds, and all nerds are, most nerds are friends with each other. So, y'all keep us, if you are a praying type, keep us in that. If you are a blessing type, send your blessings. If you're a positive thinker type, positive thoughts, folks, I can use all of it. And if you are a I don't give a rat's ass type, then please don't give us your rat's ass. A whisker would be nice, though. You know, any of the, just think well of us. It doesn't matter which deity you pray to, or you think of, or you talk to. Talk to them on my behalf would be much appreciated. I am not picky because, well, I have my beliefs. You got yours. I'm not asking you to follow mine. So, just, you know, it comes down to respect. Be that what it may. We are starting our second 25 years together. As scared and wigged out as we started our first 25. So, only with more debt. Yes, I laugh, and it is a deflection covering mechanism. I can't begin to tell you how terrified I am. And I can't let it show in my voice. Because, well, then I would just be one huge puddle of tears right here on my afghan that I'm sitting on in my chair and my carpet under my office chair. I'd just be one huge puddle. So, with that said, and yeah, I haven't gotten the first row done because I have been talking with my hands, swinging my knitting needle up in the air as I am harping about all this right here. I know y'all can just picture that. This crazy southern woman over here just whipping the knitting needle around like some cute little fairy wand. Yeah. Fairy godmother. Dibbity bobbity boo. Bing. Yeah, it doesn't work that way, guys. So, what have y'all been up to? Well, I just told y'all what my husband's been up to. Adventure 101 coming up. Let's see, what have I been? Oh, my cell phone. Okay, y'all know I'm not a huge technologically advanced person. So the smartphone that my family updated me to back in December when my life went all weird. Okay. I put off and put off and put off. It updated to the next version, software version called Lollipop. I don't like it. Just putting that out there. No. That thing is all kind of on a sugar high. It is squirrely as hell. I just thought I'd let y'all know. Not liking it. Not liking it at all. What else has been going on that's worthy of talking about it? Let's see. Still waiting on my manager to choose an education coordinator for my where I work. I've decided, yeah, I think I could do something with that position. I would enjoy doing something with that position. Perks, benefits, I get to pick half my work schedule, I get a pay raise, I get to run around and scurry and collect teachers to teach the classes. So, yeah, there's a bunch of positives to it. But also, personal life is I have my business plan. I'm in the trying to type it up so I can see if I can get a business loan to open my shop here where I live. And basically, I'm going to, the shop now is going to if I can get the loan to open it for at least 13 months, basically so it can root, take hold, and start making its own, paying for itself, you know? So I'm going to be teaching knitting and crocheting and sewing and working on antique sewing machines because that's like a passion of mine. I love getting those babies, but get them running back together. And teaching cooking classes, to basic cooking, because I live in a college town with a bunch of young adults who don't have the first clue on budgets and cooking and how to do their own laundry. Basically, life craft skills, not hobby craft. And I'm going to teach hobby craft skills. I have a couple of friends from work that, you know, they're like, hey, you know, just let us know, you know, we could do some teaching too. So I've got those on board to work with me. The physical shop that I've got picked out, that I need the money in order to start renting it, provided it doesn't get rented by someone else first, has an excellent spot, enclosed windowed office that I can set up for podcasting in there or any other audio work. It's got a great floor pre-divided with half walls for dividing up the various things that I want to teach or display. It has another little nook that will work well for my husband's consulting business so that walk-ins can bring their computer part, their troubled computers, drop them off, pick them up. It has a nice little area for that. Can handle alterations. There's a nice little zone that I can do for that. Minor modifications, if the landlord is willing, for creating the, what I call the bachelor's cook zone, where you just need a sink, a hot plate, a toaster oven, and a refrigerator, and a table. You get that, I can teach you all kinds of ways how to cook and not starve, you know, and actually look like you know what you're doing. And there's this, oh, the windows. There's such a perfect street side window with an area for displaying stuff. Then there's an entrance area between the window display and the rest of the shop that's got a half wall. And it's going to be perfect for a couple of benches for people. Just, I'm going to call it the Zen area. And just bring in your needles and your yarn and just sit, you know, gab, whatever, just a little congregating area. So, yeah, I mean, I've got it mapped out, and it's got to happen. It's no longer, you know, an option. It's something that's got to happen. And other folks that I have in the past, I have talked about, you know, my dream shops, and nothing came of them. I wanted this whole podcast started because I wanted a yarn shop of my own. That fell through because the universe already had it in the workings. Joann Fabrics dropped in. If I'd have opened that shop that I wanted and Joann Fabrics popped in, I'd have been out of business. I could not have competed, you know? So that happened. And the last, you know, there was a movie theater a town away. Well, we went and investigated it. What it would take to bring it up to par and do what we wanted to, it's just simply not worth the investment. If I had money to burn, heck yeah, man, I would just deck that thing out gorgeous. Not gonna happen. It can't. The ROI on it, return on investment, for those who didn't know what ROI meant, it wouldn't happen for a very long time, because that place just is not worth what they're asking. So there sits an empty movie theater in a little podunk town, just sitting. So over here where I'm at, in this college town that's on an interstate, what I'm offering will work. I just don't have the capital, the seed money, to do it. Yay, I got through a row. I stopped wiggling this thing around in the air like a magic wand and actually worked some magic with the thread. Who ever would have thunk it? So, this shop is, it's got to happen. And it's going to work for my entire family now, not just me. And there are people around here who have the financial means that, you know what, if they weren't busy laughing at me, could help me. But I mentioned back in the early spring what I wanted to do, and said person just straight up laughed at me. And yeah, it hurt. It wounded me, because I didn't expect this person to laugh at me. So I have my handwritten business plan. I've got to type it up, make it look pretty. Gonna get in my last 2 years income tax records, because that's what my credit union said I need to show them. Not that it's gonna do any daggum good. It just, yeah. They want to see what is not happening currently in my financial life, which discourages me, because they're going to go, how do you plan on paying this back if it's a business startup, you know? So my plan B, if the credit union doesn't extend, is to do some sort of GoFundMe, Indiegogo style page, and see if I can garner the financial well wishes of some of my listeners, or some beautiful angel investors out there. You know, the things that help the world actually function. Because truly, right now, this 13-month outlook to do what it needs to do, I'm looking at less than $50,000. I know if I say that fast enough, it doesn't hurt, but for real, it pinches and it binds. When you are part-time doing good to just bring $500 home a month. But this town is ready. I see the number of folks come across my table that are so clueless, and they want to learn, but anyway, I got to get ahead of this before my current employer's main competition opens their shop in December. So if I can get my shop where I teach the craft established, booyah, people will go, and then they'll come to me. They'll go buy their raw goods, or they can go shop for their supplies there. They'll come to me because they know what I'm talking about. So, yeah. And my daughter, she's going to help me run the shop. You know, because she's 18. She's graduated. She's good with people. And she saves her disgust for certain people when she is not out in public. So she's very PC, which that says a lot, because too many people, there's no filter on their mouth, and it just mouth opens, rude falls out. Oh yeah, y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all have run into them. Well, she ain't one of those. When she's in public, she is a beautiful person. Even when someone is irritating the teetotal heck out of her. And so she took her learning well, if y'all want to go all good and redneck. So my plan B, like I said, is some sort of crowdsourcing, whether I do it on whatever that one I see advertised on my TV all the time about, you know, design a t-shirt and promote it and you get the proceeds. You know, I may do one like that that says, you know, honorary graduate of School of Craft, whatever it is that I'm going for. Which that would be kind of cool, is then everybody everywhere could, you know, support the concept of learning a skill is a good thing. But I'm also going to, you know, limit to the number of jobs I'll do outright. You know, if you want to learn how to reupholster a chair, it'll be one price. If you just don't want that and you just want me to do the chair, well, then it'll probably be double the price. But I'll do it for you. So either way, it's going to work out. And, oh, and for quilters, I'm going to have a trade and barter station. There's going to be fat eights, fat quarters, skinny quarters. But it's going to be a like-for-like trade of fabric. You bring in 3 6-inch squares, you can leave with 3 different 6-inch squares, but it's going to be a trade area. No price point, you just equal exchange. I'm going to have this little shelving nook area set up so that you can come in, because our area is heavy in quilters. So I'm going to have a barter area, and I think that is just going to work super well. So we're going to have classes, we're going to have barter areas. I was even thinking about maybe doing something like that with yarn, though I'm not real sure on the yarn yet. I'm not sure how I would, you know, bring in some scrap, leave with some scrap. I don't know. Still working on it. Okay, anyway, finally, I got my rows, so now with the left side, I'm going to slip it onto a stitch holder to put it with the 2 sleeves and the back we've done. Next week, or next episode, I should say, we're going to cast on 32, and we're going to start the right-hand side, which is going to have that funny rib knit at the bottom, a miter where we start the garter going up on the viewed left side of the stockinette stitch. Whereas this left side, the garter is to the right of the stockinette. Well, we need to do the reverse aspect of that to do the right panel, the stockinette side. The garter band is going to be on the left of it. Until then, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for the positivity. My honey, he read me some number quotes. Not that it means a whole lot to y'all, but since I started this podcast, I have been downloaded 50,000 plus times. Thank you. Sorry. I had to pause it for a minute. Of those 50,000 plus downloads, 30-something thousand of them have been unique. That means that many people over the last 2 years have listened to me enough that they keep coming back. At least 20,000 of you do. And thank you. I mean, I just started this out as an adventure in wanting to do a business. And it has just, thank you guys for those who have stuck with me. If y'all are well, be good to those who ain't. If you're sick, please get well soon. If you're hot, babies, cool off. And if you're cold, go stick them cold parts under a blanket somewhere and get warm. My website, www.revly.me. My Instagram is, just look for Revly, R-E-V-L-E-A. You find me on Facebook under the same moniker. Facebook, Yarns and Tales Podcast. Yeah, my Etsy store is Being Revly. So, if you try to find me, just Google Revly, R-E-V-L-E-A. I will start popping up all over the place. You guys take care, and until this was episode 108, and I will see y'all for 109. Till then, guys, bye y'all.